The oldest American automotive brand was retired yesterday as the last Oldsmobile Alero rode off an assembly line in Lansing, Michigan. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluto reports.
The last Olds is a special edition Alero, the last of 500 rolled out in the final weeks of the nameplate. It rolled off the assembly line to the applause of plant workers who signed their names under the hood and the trunk. The keys were handed to project manager Doug Stott, who drove it just a few miles up the road and parked it at a museum dedicated to the Oldsmobile nameplate. More than 35 million Oldsmobiles have been sold since the company was started by R.E. Olds 107 years ago. Stott says Oldsmobile served a specific purpose in the General Motors lineup and in American culture. He says it was GM's Entrelux car.
Entrelux, it was always not pure luxury, but approaching the real luxury category. I think a category most people aspire to be in, you know, upper middle class.
Over the years, Oldsmobile helped popularize chrome trim and front-wheel drive. Models such as the Cutlass, the Toronado, and the Rocket 88 helped define their eras and inspired popular songs.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll...
But by the 1990s, Oldsmobile sales had sagged. Efforts were made to invigorate the brand.
Allow, with the road-hugging active response system, start feeling connected.
But those efforts failed. And 4 years ago, GM announced the Oldsmobile nameplate would be retired. The demise of the Olds line pained thousands of people in Lansing, where children followed parents and grandparents into building Oldsmobiles. Bill Schleicher has worked at the plant for 50 years.
It's sad to see the Olds line go.
I really do believe that if it had been called Youngsmobile, it might still be in business.
Charles Ballard is a professor of economics at Michigan State University. He says, despite some cultural and sentimental significance, the end of the line for Oldsmobile doesn't signal a dramatic shift for the U.S. auto industry or for GM.
I view it primarily as a marketing technique. They've got some ideas about how to sell cars and what names will sell cars, and that's the way they're going.
Work's not expected to slow down at Lansing's GM auto plants, which will continue to build Chevrolet, Pontiac, and Cadillac models. For NPR News, this is Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.